Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
And now a star is born. On May 15th, 1856, the world welcomed little baby L. Frank Baum. When the Wizard of Oz author came into the world, he was given a good checkup.
He's completely healthy. He's got a heart, a brain, and even some courage. But don't worry, we'll have you home soon. There's no place like it.
L. Frank Baum, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Charges filed today against the two suspects arrested for last week's suburban Denver school shooting.
An 18-year-old male and 16-year-old transgender student who prosecutors say will be charged as an adult as 48 counts, including murder, attempted murder, arson, and theft, were read against them in last week's shooting that injured eight and claimed the life of 18-year-old high school senior Kendrick Castillo.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Trump administration says U.S. personnel are facing significant threats in the Persian Gulf from Iran and groups linked to Tehran, and have ordered non-essential staff to leave Iraq. Some key U.S. allies and others say they see no heightened risk in the Gulf region. Stock indexes seeing gains amid positive news about international trade. The Dow closing 116 points higher, the S&P gaining 17, the NASDAQ up 88 points. This is Fox News.
And this is a bit about divorce.
When it's time for your marriage to call it quits, you need Alexa, divorce attorney.
Alexa, I need a divorce.
I can do that for you. Would you like a standard or two-day divorce?
Alexa takes care of your case from A to Z.
I have recorded everything in the house. Your wife cheated on you on Tuesdays between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That's when the grocery delivery guy comes!
You ain't kidding, mister.
Alexa will also represent you in court.
You may be seated. I read your briefs.
Would you like to buy some briefs from Amazon Prime?
What? Order! Order!
Ordering Hanes Jockey Briefs. XXL. Would you like to order anything else?
Alexa, divorce attorney.
Would you like me to badger the witness?
It's a couple of minutes past four. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson are sidekicks for the afternoon. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I think I only need to play that once, but I know it makes Dana feel better.
It does. That's her thing.
Dana's also feeling better about something else that was in the news today. I guess Mississippi has a bit of a persecution complex because the state finishes dead last in a lot of these state rankings. Now, we were 35th, which in a good category of, but I can't remember the story. I saw it yesterday, and I just checked to see where Alabama ranked. But I can't remember what the topic was. Duh. But this is in USA Today. They ranked all 57 states based on several criteria, including healthcare, education, economy, and opportunity. Certain categories are weighted more based on annual survey with thousands of people to determine which issues are most important, blah, 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 blah. Washington was the top state overall, followed by New Hampshire, and then Minnesota stand, which has given us Ilhan Omar and so many other pleasant people. So Washington coming in second place. New Hampshire, where?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Minnesota stand, Utah, Vermont, Maryland, Virginia, Massachusetts, Nebraska, and Colorado. Bringing up the rear, dead last, Louisiana.
Oh, my.
Alabama was...
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
And then Mississippi.
See, Mississippi coming in strong with, like, 48.
Yeah.
Mississippi is actually a really nice place. When I gone to visit Dana, like, I've enjoyed it. I don't see what the issue is. Thank you.
I actually think that these rankings are heavily affected by...
Like, who's voting on these?
Ineffective government, local governments that have...
Well, that I might could agree with.
That are running cities that have lousy schools. I mean, it's a problem here for sure. Huntsville has apparently much better opportunities in that regard. So we've seen Polaris and other companies locate there. It is the... At least it was for a long time the city with the most PhDs per capita in the United States. We just don't fare that one. I think Alabama's a beautiful place. I love it here.
And Mississippi is really pretty. Like, when we went, like, we drove around. We had some time to spare, and it was actually really pretty.
I know that Tupelo, of course, is Elvis's birthplace, but when I saw Aerial Mississippi, and get the Smithsonian Channel guide ready, please, Young Joey.
Of course.
Lord.
Aerial Mississippi, there was a lot more to it than I realized, and there's something else they do in Tupelo that's pretty big, but I can't remember what it was. Some industry, or they produce a lot of something there.
I got nothing.
And there's a bee farm there now, we talked about it last time, Morgan Freeman's bee farm.
It's true.
It's in Mississippi.
And my mother is actually listening to this, so maybe she'll text me and tell me what Tupelo produces.
There's something that they make there in large quantities, some type of industry, but it escapes me. What do we have on the Smithsonian Channel tonight?
It's 7 p.m., Aerial Britain, Wales.
Is this... you're really doing this?
Yes.
By the way, it's not Wales as in those that float.
There's no H in Wales, no.
No.
Into the Wild Columbia.
A Capuchin's Tale.
Ooh.
That's at 8 p.m. And then at 9 p.m., The Wild Andes, Life in the Clouds.
Well, sounds interesting.
Sounds like you when you used to work for Styx.
So was there a show
about... You used to work for Styx?
Styx!
You knew this. Oh, Jacqueline's like, yeah, we know. I'm like, yeah, Dana.
He was a roadie, remember? So, we talked about that.
Hold it. You guys talk for a second. Joey, keep the conversation.
You were saying something, Tanner?
So, I'm just wondering, was there a whole show on Aerial Mississippi? Because I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, they do all the states. And, well, they had to combine Delaware and somewhere else because Delaware is, well...
Like Delaware and Rhode Island. Yeah.
Delaware is dull.
I like Delaware and Vermont because...
That's just... I mean, it's almost as bad as the Nutmeg State, Connecticut. But, yeah, they did a whole show on
the Nutmeg State.
How come in this pile of Styx albums, we don't have Crystal Ball?
We used to.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe... Oh, it is on the back of Equinox.
Right.
Equinox.
He's looking for his credit.
But I'm not a roadie.
That's to be determined.
See, right,
remember
there
you had
this,
the chaps? Didn't we have this conversation about the...
The Crystal Ball
The
album.
Buttless chaps, Dana and I were...
Oh, that was the leather.
The chaps.
Just so I understand, chaps are what?
Chaps are pants.
But full pants or part pants? Like
no, chaps are part pants. That's what makes them chaps.
Special thanks to Greg Budell. That could mean a variety of things.
That's why I'm mad I don't have the... Because the Crystal Ball album has my title, Personal Promotion Coordinator.
This
I was
one's
not a roadie.
Special thanks to Greg Budell.
I never plugged in a single...
Jim Smith. That sounds like a made-up fake name.
Jim Smith. I don't remember him.
Because his name's Jim Smith.
Chick and the folks at John's Just Music.
John's Just Music.
And Michael Rosenfeld.
Hmm.
But yes, Greg, your name is most certainly on this.
Yeah. I feel like
you could have that made on Etsy, though, nowadays.
Now, can I ask your feminine opinion on something?
Sure.
And I've told this story before, so don't give me a bored face, Joey.
I'm always enthralled, even when you tell your stories over and over again.
I was having lunch with somebody.
Was it Sharon?
No, this was Trish.
We talked about Trish last time.
We have talked about Trish.
Well, there's a lot of stories about Trish.
We know.
Some of which I can tell on the air and some of which I can't. But we were having lunch at a shopping plaza and...
At the swap shop?
I didn't run around and say, hi, I'm Greg. I used to work for Styx. But it came up in our lunch conversation and she didn't believe me and I was kind of...
Has it come up on every first date since then?
No, just because missed. That's long ago. I mean, I that's part of my story. And yes, there are many adventures in those days that would be a good chapter in the book. So it just so happened we were right next to a Best Buy, and I said, you don't believe me? I'll show you. So we went to Best Buy, and we went through the CD collection. Styx had their own category, and sure enough, Crystal Ball was there. Now, CD, you know, it's not a big album cover, but I opened it up, pulled it out, and showed her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was impressed.
She was like, wow, Greg, you're so famous. You're on the back of the Styx record. Wow. With your T-top Camaro.
Let's go to
Sea-Watch and have some seafood.
We went to Sea-Watch.
I know. Let's have a romantic talk on the beach and talk about just things.
Well, you have to. After you had dinner at Sea-Watch, you got to go.
But that wasn't Trish, right? Wasn't that the other one? That you guys had the talk on the beach that was having the affair. And then she's like, I can't do this anymore. I love Greg Budell. And then she went back and told the surgeon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the cardiac care nurse. That was Sharon.
Sharon.
Right.
Not Trish.
No, Trish was after Sharon.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of time after Sharon.
Well, you know, we can't keep them straight. You're just a ladies' man back in the day.
Gary's on the line. Gary, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, good afternoon. I hate to kind of take you back a little bit, but you were talking about Tupelo, which is my hometown. Now I live in Eclectic, Alabama. But I think what you're referring to is it was at one time recently the second largest upholstery manufacturing community in the country where they were having...
That's what my mother just texted me.
You know,
was its furniture.
Oh.
Lynn would know.
My mom texted me and she said it. She said furniture.
Your mother furniture, must be a beautiful woman.
She is. She is.
So your mom's from Tupelo?
We're from Columbus.
My
mother is actually from Macon, Mississippi, which is like the smallest town that everyone is from.
It is where Dana gets her good looks from.
Oh, my.
Isn't she beautiful?
She's hot.
And she's the sweetest person ever.
Thanks. But yeah, so we're from Mississippi, so good to talk to somebody else.
Yep. So just a couple of notable things about Tupelo other than Elvis, which is a wonderful thing. Bancorp South and Renaissance Bank are both was born in Tupelo, and Tupelo's hospital, which is called North Mississippi Medical Center, is the largest rural hospital in the country. So a lot of good things going on in Tupelo.
My mother also texted me North Mississippi Medical Center. Yeah, my aunt works there. My mom texted me. I was like, North Mississippi.
Yeah, over 500 physicians. So. Great.
Gary, we appreciate you bringing some Tupelo pride to the show today.
Absolutely. I was there this past weekend celebrating the Gum Tree Festival.
The Gum Tree or Gun
Tree?
Gum Tree
Festival.
That is not the weirdest festival, even close to the weirdest festival I'm sure we have in Mississippi.
it's a actual international festival. You should check it out sometime if you're into art. It gets its name from a native tree. But it's an arts festival, songwriter festival, and they have a 10K to kick off the day. So great festival, a lot of good art.
I got friends that go to football games in Mississippi and Oxford. What's the other one? Statesville?
Mississippi
Starkville.
Starkville?
Come on now.
That sounds like a prison.
I always have to call Dana, though, and this is my ignorance. I will always call her when I see Mississippi things, and I'm like, are you the cowbell people or are you the other people? Because I can't, and I know it's something so simple, but I do I not call you every time?
She does, and we are the cowbell people.
They're not the rebels.
Makes the two of you so interesting, because you're always relentlessly in pursuit of new information.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Ariel, Mississippi, there was a lot more. I mean, what are they going to tell me in an hour? What's it going to take an hour in a helicopter to describe Mississippi?
I also thought that.
I mean,
Dana's going to have to find this now and watch it tonight. She's not going to be able to sleep without seeing this.
I did slim down our satellite package, so I'm pretty sure we got rid of Smithsonian.
Oh, man, that's the one channel you should
have. Well, but think about it.
Joey.
If you think about Mississippi as a whole, I mean, they have the coast.
You do need W-H-O-L-E and not H-O-L-E, right?
Yeah, like in its entirety. Yeah, you know, you have all the way down, like, Biloxi.
Yeah.
Then all the way up to, like, the Tupelo area. And then isn't there another...
Oxford's up north.
But I'm saying they've got huge college towns. They've got all of that fun stuff up north. Like, I've driven through northern Mississippi on my way to Graceland.
See, I would love to go.
And it's beautiful.
To a place like Tupelo just for a one-day road trip.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't even get to Costco on Sunday afternoon because I'm tired, so... And I haven't seen my daughter in 6 months, so the next trip is there. Gary, thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Come visit Tupelo.
All right. I knew there was, so it's upholstery.
Furniture, yes, upholstery.
17 minutes after 4 o'clock. All right, we're going to head down to the traffic dungeon. Rich's forecast, and we thank him for these first 3 days of the week because they were really, really nice. And then we'll be back with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Montgomery Sky Watch taking a look around the river region, and the school zones have thinned out and traffic's back to a normal traffic flow for this time of the afternoon. It's still busy on the boulevard with lots of folks around the Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway intersection. We also see a big crowd around the Atlanta Highway intersection as well as Wetumpka Highway. The traffic on the interstates is still moving along without any delays. Just be careful. There's lots of folks out there with you. And if you're on the 31s, we don't see a bit of problems for you. Just be careful as you head where you are going this afternoon. Haines Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haines Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Ellis Askew. Some Democrats in the state legislature are gathering today to discuss the possibility of expanding the state's Medicaid program and improve accessibility to quality health care. And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and other elected officials joined Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama in a celebration of the grand opening of the Cylinder Head Machining Plant. It's a $388 million project that created 50 new jobs. All across the nation, people are pausing to remember the lives of law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. It is National Police Officers Memorial Day. Flags are lowered to half staff. Montgomery, Troy, Greenville, and many other cities across the state are holding services. The Montgomery Bike Club will have their annual Ride of Silence this evening in honor or memory of those injured or killed riding bicycles. The Montgomery Ride of Silence will start downtown at 7 p.m. And those are your news headlines. I'm Melissa Eskew for CBS 8 at ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to start to warm up over the next few days. For tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool as last night. The overnight low temperature drops to about 60, 61. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day with a high in the middle 80s. I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area. The rain chances are about 20% or less. Then Friday and Saturday, high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90. A little more humidity creeps in, starts to feel more like summertime. Not much change Sunday. Sunday's high 89. Can't rule out an isolated storm towards Sunday evening. And then some spotty storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I remember when, I remember when she lost her mind. Then he got a psychotic look on her face. Then she rode a dragon in King's Landing and torched the place. Denarius is crazy.
Tomlinson hanging out with us this afternoon on Happy Hour. Delk and Tomlinson.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We take no chances here. At 4:23, and Joey says that Anna Lee is on the line. Hello, Anna Lee.
Hi.
Hi. What brings you to the phone this afternoon, Anna Lee?
Well, I've been listening to you.
She was listening to you.
I appreciate that. I'm very flattered.
How old are you, Anna Lee?
Eight.
8 years old. So wait, what grade are you in then?
Third.
You're in third grade.
Yeah, I was going to guess because...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
So if she's eight, she should be in third.
But you're almost in fourth grade. You only got a couple days left.
Yep.
How exciting. Do you have any big summer plans?
Well, for my birthday's in the summer, and we were going to go to a water park all day.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like the best time.
When did you say her birthday is?
This summer. When is your birthday?
July 3rd.
July what? 3rd.
3rd?
Well, guess what, Anna Lee? If you'd like as a birthday present, you can come and... hang out with us here in the studio.
It's pretty fun.
It's pretty exciting.
And if you'd like to see how all of this works, we'd love to have you as a guest.
Okay.
And we'll celebrate your birthday.
Okay.
Sound like fun?
She's ready. She's excited.
Well, we really appreciate your call. Was there anything else that you wanted to say while you're on the air?
I love your show.
Oh, she loves your show.
I'm going to get emotional.
Anna Lee, and I just looked. The July 3rd is a Wednesday, so maybe Dana and I can try to be here so we can meet you.
I mean, my birthday's on July 1st.
Mine's on July 1st.
That's Dana Delk's birthday.
A double birthday. I will cater that event.
That's exciting.
And it's on a Wednesday?
Well, the July 1st is on a Monday this year.
You can come on a Monday.
We can come on a Monday.
I'll be here.
Well, let us know. You stay in touch with us, Anna Lee.
I'm
going to
get a
folks.
Cookie cake.
Okay.
And we will have a big celebration in your honor.
Okay.
It was nice to meet you, Anna Lee.
Y'all too.
All right, bye.
So cute. And only minutes after I'm talking about, you know, I haven't seen my daughter since a couple of days after Christmas. It's almost 6 months.
And she got those new little animals.
Yeah.
My gosh.
A couple of more possums.
They're so cute. What'd you call them? Sage and Basil or Basil?
I don't know.
Basil is how I said it.
I hadn't seen the
Basil.
Do you realize what you're getting that from?
Well, no.
Austin Powers.
Is it?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, she has possums and she named one Sage and one Basil, I'm assuming, but Basil is how I've
That's
in
not
my
your
mind.
Mother. That's a man, baby.
Basil Rathbone, I don't care what anybody says, the definitive Sherlock Holmes. And not this, I mean, it's very creative and all that crap, but I'm sorry, Robert Downey Jr. doesn't cut the mustard for me as Sherlock Holmes.
I need to report a traffic update.
All right, then we're going to take this call from James first.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up.
Yes, there's a wreck on Narrow Lane Road in front of the Montgomery Country Club.
The country club.
I was just there last week.
And yes, it's backing things up all the way to Carter Hill.
It's like a one-way each way.
Yeah,
it's like the worst place.
I used to live in that area. It's a nice area, but the roads are miserable. But anyway, yes, Narrow Lane Road.
Speaking of miserable roads, I know they're doing a lot of work in reconstructing exits and entrances on 85, but the entrance ramp to southbound 85 from Taylor Road.
Oh my God, I know.
Has become the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Okay, can we just talk about, while I've got everybody's attention?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the deal, people. We all drive the same way to and from work every single day. Everybody knows how to get on and off the interstate at Taylor Road.
But do they?
What is the problem, people? Like, we do this every single day, twice a day. Like, stop trying to cut over when you know that that's the turn lane. Like, stay in your lane. It's a great life motto. It's a great Taylor Road motto. Stay in your lane, wait your turn, and stop causing accidents right there. Because I'm not letting you over. Dana's not letting you over.
Nope.
So an accident's going to be caused, and then guess what? Traffic's backed up for 2 hours.
You know, I've seen some people, like, with, like, realtors, and seen some law firms that, you know, put stickers, like, on their cars to say, you know, we would say, like, Delk and Tomlinson.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I make way too many people mad driving. Like, yeah. I'm not, like, a jerk. But, like, you're probably not going to be any more likely to call our law firm.
No, you won't.
You're just very aggressive on the
road. Yeah, she's not a bad driver. She's not. Mm-hmm. And I'll ride with Dana. But, see, I'm used to South Florida offensive driving.
Yeah.
So I appreciate Dana's lead foot and that go-getter attitude of, like, we have places to go.
Right.
See, Dana and I are, like, cut from the same cloth with that. But what kills me is when I have to take the interstate at between 4:30 and 5:30, Monday through Friday, and get off at Taylor Road to make that right there. Mm-hmm. What's the deal, people? You know how this goes. It's not going to change.
I would think it would be quicker to go, like, exit 11.
See, I don't. I don't take the interstate when I pick up my son unless I have to. But on the days that, like, I don't have to pick him up, which are far and few between, I don't get it, people. And in the morning, like, what? Like, you know, I just.
People have always asked me, how can you work those hours? And one of my first answers is, well, while you're out there, you know, beating your fists against the steering wheel because traffic sucks.
On Taylor Road in the interstate.
I'm at work and my day ends at 9 o'clock and I'm going home to have a sandwich and a nap. What are you doing from 9 to 5?
I'm still on Taylor Road waiting for all those people that are trying to cut me to get off the interstate. To get onto the interstate.
I mean, part of the problem, it's not just the drivers, it's the design. I mean, I've always said that, and it was the same problem in South Florida. Look, mm-hmm. they're still building and widening roads to accommodate mm-hmm. traffic volume 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They're always 10 or 20 years
behind. And the fast lanes and the flybys.
You're not old enough to remember that before there was a 595 that allowed you to go east to west.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was... Ugh. And there was this little town called Hacienda Village.
Hacienda Village.
Which was nothing more than a couple of mobile homes.
Is that by Davie?
Kinda.
Like the Cooper City area?
It was, before there was 595, you had to take State Road 84.
Yeah, 84, which is not a service road.
And it was right at the base of I-95 going westbound. And it had a couple of mobile homes and a police department that wrote more tickets per capita than any other town in Florida.
Everybody going west.
Millions of dollars of speeding tickets. Hacienda Village had a terrible reputation.
Oh, and speaking of South Florida, you had posted the pictures of the new Hard Rock Casino in the shape of the guitar.
The guitar, yeah.
Not only does it look ridiculous, but it's an eyesore. It would be one thing if you had this cool, you know, guitar-type hotel in, like, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But there's, Greg, there's nothing else out there. So all of a sudden you're, like, driving down the turnpike, and then there's, like, this guitar without the top. It's just the weirdest thing.
It's weird.
Odd.
It looks like they took a section.
I've seen it.
From Vegas and transplanted it into the middle of nowhere.
Right. Or at least put it, like, on the beach where the high-rises are, where they have some of, like, Jimmy Buffett just opened a new Margaritaville hotel, and they have some of the high-rises. Down there you could have done it, and it would have kind of fit in the skyline. But you have it, like, in the middle of Broward County, and it's just, if somebody put a high-rise, you know, in
there's
the
like
middle
a refinery
of East Montgomery.
Right across 441 from this thing, all this glitz and glamour. Last time I went there, I was hosting an event, a high school reunion or something, not that long ago. And it was just parking and walking, and it's just, forget it, no fun there. And nobody walked out of the casino with a smile on their face.
Oh,
they all looked like they had just left their IRAs in a slot machine.
Well,
James.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon, James.
God bless America.
God bless America.
I have a little entertainment from Tupelo, Mississippi, has a wonderful film festival, and it also, right not too far from Elvis's house, there is a fantastic car museum that it probably had 100 or so cars in it. Real interesting place. Tupelo is a great place, and it does, like I say, it had a great film. That's the reason I went down there, the film festival. And Mississippi is one of the, it's a very sought after state to film in because it has one of the best film incentive packages in the country.
Huh.
And but the only problem that Mississippi has is the fact that it doesn't have a infrastructure. It's got a great film incentive package, but there are not a lot of people in Mississippi in the film industry, so it's hard to find electricians, and because in incentive you have to hire a lot of local talent or local people, and so Mississippi would have more film industry if it had more people that could, you know, electricians and truck drivers and, you know, with a film history. And then I think you mentioned something, Joey, about Alabama. Alabama, a little tidbit here. According to the film industry representatives in California, and this was true last film festival I went to out there was, 6 or 7 years ago. But anyway, there the two leading states for topography and the best places to shoot films, of course, number one is California, but number two is Alabama because of the vast difference between South Alabama and the mountains in North Alabama, the coast, you have all of that different, the plains in West Alabama, you have all that different variations.
I wish they would make a movie about Alabama that didn't involve the history with slavery. And say,
aerial Alabama is what we need.
There is an aerial
goodness. Movie night.
It's not a movie. That's a show.
It's a documentary.
Not too long ago, I saw the aerial Alabama, and there were some things that I didn't know. Very fascinating place, but there are some...
Well, I appreciate you giving Mississippi some street cred there.
Did you know that Tupelo has a buffalo park and zoo?
I did.
Why haven't we done a day trip there, Dana? It's a buffalo park and zoo.
You get to ride them, right?
You definitely do not.
Oh, man.
I think ours...
Ours is close to the same thing. I mean, I know there's no buffalo, but you know the one that just opened?
It's legit. I've been there. I took the baby.
Yeah,
and
it's
I highly recommend, if anybody has not been out to Whole Pole, Alabama, to the little Alabama safari.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Worth it.
Yeah. Really?
It's a great little trip. You can feed the animals right from your car. They have a cute little petting zoo, nice clean bathrooms, a little gift shop with some, you know, beverages and some Dippin' Dots. It's worth the drive. But did you know that Tupelo is a 5-time All-American City Award recipient?
Oh, wow.
I mean, Mississippi has a lot of wonderful things to offer.
If you watch any of the aerial shows on the 57 states, they all have features. Wow, I'd like to see that, you know. Whether it's something of historical value or some natural wonder, it's amazing. Georgia has things I'd never heard of, especially along the East Coast. Preserved considerable amounts of preserved land that protect wildlife and so forth. It's a pretty amazing state.
Do they have these aerials for all 50 states?
Yes. I believe they do. I've seen most of them. And they're very entertaining. They really are.
So I love how the one for Alabama literally starts, "Buckle up and roll tide as we journey over vast cotton fields, endless waters, storied football stadiums, and historical landmarks."
Yeah.
That collectively tell the tale of Sweet Home Alabama.
What's this movie they're making that
Sons of the South, right?
Yeah, Sons of the South.
And what's this?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's
something
set in the
civil
60s,
rightsy.
So, yeah.
Something old, because they have a lot of old cars and stuff.
It's a Spike Lee joint,
yeah,
man.
They're at Booker T. Washington. We go by every day. One day they had a bunch of classic timing cars out there, but one day they had a taxi cab, like a real old New York City taxi cab. Like,
hey,
it still had the stickers and everything.
Dana. In Mississippi, culture and history run as deep as the mighty river, soar over landmarks where civil rights movements were waged, Civil War battles were lost, and the blues were born. The Magnolia State is also the land of seductive landscapes and endless creativity, giving us literary geniuses such as, hold on,
Tennessee Williams.
William Faulkner and Tennessee Williams, which, by the way, I've seen a little thing, his house.
Tennessee Williams was born in Columbus. So, they always make you take Mississippi history, and I'm sure they made you take Alabama history and Florida history.
And Illinois history.
Oh, we did Illinois history,
yeah.
Yes.
So, I remember it was famous people in the state, and it was multiple choice, and the option was the gay playwright from Columbus, Mississippi.
I got to ask you about something that I saw earlier today. They're using some PBS show with a gay.
Oh my god, Arthur!
Yeah,
Mr. Ratpour.
Arthur's uncle got married.
I
want to
get your opinion on that when we come back from the break. Because it's 4:40 already. You two, you know, if I ever wanted the rest of my life to go by quickly, I would spend it with you guys. Because,
well, that's kind of a sweet roundabout compliment.
It's a compliment.
Kind of morbid, but we'll take it.
Yeah, it was. It's 4:39. We've already featured our most electrifying story of the day earlier in the show, but let's talk about Mr. Electric. The go-to place, my friend Sherry just called him. They need some work at her office. When Mr. Electric comes out to assess the situation, by the way, this Mr. Electric is a team of master certified electricians, the very best, the very cream of the crop of people who work with electricity. And when you need a project done or something fixed, they give you an upfront price, and that is the price you pay. There's no games. When they say they're going to be there at 9 o'clock, noon, or 3 in the afternoon, that's when the doorbell's going to ring. They're going to be there. They come in, they clean any debris that's created from an installation or repair. They even bring their own welcome mat so they can wipe their shoes and keep the inside of your house clean by not tracking any dirt. And they're really good at electric forensics, solving mysteries. So if you've got issues around your house that you would like taken care of, or your business, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Great service, top-notch electricians, upfront pricing, and on-time service. 269-8886 or MrElectric.com.
Montgomery Skywatch, looking at your afternoon traffic situation, and the south side of the boulevard is congested all the way from the truck stop at I-65 to the Troy Highway, so be careful in that section of the boulevard. It's also pretty crowded after you leave the Troy Highway all the way around to the Atlanta Highway. On the Atlanta Highway itself, from Eastdale Mall all the way out to Taylor Road is just jammed up, and we see that same bunch of traffic headed south on Taylor Road, and it is crowded from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road. The interstates are moving along pretty well. I-65 doesn't have any problems. We're starting to see some jam-ups around the downtown area, so watch it there. And we see a lot of traffic around the Air Force Base gates as our heroes in blue head to the house this afternoon. Please be careful, watch the traffic around you, and get home safely. Trenton State Community College is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes starting May 20th. Registration fee is $75. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to start to warm up over the next few days. For tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool as last night. The overnight low temperature drops to about 60, 61. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day with a high in the middle 80s. I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area. The rain chances are about 20% or less. Then Friday and Saturday, high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90. A little more humidity creeps in, starts to feel more like summertime. Not much change Sunday. Sunday's high 89. Can't rule out an isolated storm towards Sunday evening. And then some spotty storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
This is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon to discuss legacies and life's transitions. Please find the Facebook group Legacy Talk to register. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are in the house with us this afternoon. Woo-hoo. Jacqueline is a new mom, and I, you know, as Stephen ages, you're going to have different challenges. So I'm going to ask you to practice on
Joey.
Because he's been very belligerent.
Why?
Every Wednesday we have Barney the Dinosaur.
Oh, lessons. He hates it.
He's very disrespectful to me on this too.
Well, it's because you doing this.
Because
is disrespectful.
I feel like you're trying to taint his childhood.
Yes, pervert my childhood with an imposter Barney.
I have seen him physically leave the room out of disgust.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to put your foot down on young Joey and keep him in the studio for this because it's about divorce.
Ooh.
So I'd like everybody's opinion when this is done.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about divorce.
Joey.
Your old man, he steps out on your mom. What's that about? Now they are filing for a divorce. You will blame yourself, of course. It's not your fault your parents are divorcing, no matter how much your misbehaving made them argue. Don't worry if your folks split up. If they have joint custody, you get two bedrooms and two houses too. Your dad will get you to like him more through bribery.
Everybody
See,
wins.
Kids, it's not so bad. Your parents don't love each other anymore, but they'll each try really hard to convince you that they love you more than the other. But no one loves you more.
I think that's semi-accurate. Joey, how do you feel?
He's still an imposter.
Joey!
Does it hurt your heart? I feel like you're physically upset about this.
Yeah, it's just wrong, Greg. And I know you like twisting the dragon's tail, but...
Oh, and you don't. Well, you don't twist the dragon's tail.
But I feel like if you were a child whose parents were actively going through a divorce, Barney may help ease some of the...
See?
The turmoil that you may be experiencing and educate you on the process.
The time is flying by. We'll have to deal with Joey's feelings lately after he pushes me down the stairs to the bottom.
I know your weak points. Don't make me chop block you. I'll put you in a figure four.
This PBS show.
Arthur.
The gay character.
Mr. Ratburn. Nigel.
Do we really need to indoctrinate young kids with this?
You know, so I saw that yesterday, and my son watches Arthur, and, you know, it's one of those things where I see both sides of the coin on this. I see one where PBS is trying to be relevant and with the times and bringing into light different people of different sexualities, sexual orientations, those types of things. And I understand that. But then I also look at it from a flip side where do we just let kids be kids and we don't bring adult issues into a kid's world? Because I think kids are going to deal with some of these issues eventually. Why not just let a four-year-old watch Arthur and have him be the teacher character? That's what he is. He's the teacher. Mr. Ratburn is like these kids like never change classes. They like stay in Mr. Ratburn's class for all eternity. Why not just let kids be kids and deal with the little trivial things that the show is about instead of bringing adult issues into a child's sandbox?
I agree with you. I think what And I give full credit to the left. They're behind this. PBS is hardly what you would call a conservative group of people. In fact, I've been kind of hoping that the president would cut their funding and make them survive like the rest of us in the real world.
I will say that, and my husband will agree with me on this, because we do watch Arthur
every morning, Arthur and Word Girl and Martha Speaks, which is about a dog that ate alphabet soup. And instead of it going...
That sounds like the dumbest thing ever.
No, listen. It is. Instead of it going to her stomach, it went to her brain, Dana. And now Martha Speaks.
The alphabet soup went to her brain?
Yes. So here's the thing. You have to remember, we cut cable... So PBS is the only real safe cartoons that are on television for kids because I'm not a fan of the SpongeBob, and Cartoon Network is not for kids. It's adult cartoons. So PBS is the only option we have in the morning unless we put on like the Netflix or, you know, Amazon, which is what we usually do. The fact that my husband pointed out to me that Arthur's glasses are not kept up by anything, they're just on his head, is actually more alarming to me than Mr. Ratburn, because at the end of the day, that's the world that we live in, and sooner or later, they will address it, but I just don't think there was a need to make it as big of an issue as it's being made.
Is it like some big storyline?
It was the season premiere, and it was Mr. Ratburn and his special friend
got married, didn't they?
They got married, and it was two gay rats. I mean, that's what it is. Mr. Ratburn is a rat.
He is?
Yeah. All of the animals on Arthur are based on like an animal, and so. Mr. Ratburn.
I know there's a rabbit in there, but like, what is Arthur? Is Arthur a rat?
I think some of them are like, you're not really able to kind of tell. See, Jared and I have, this is, okay guys, we're getting into my personal life here. Jared and I will sit there and be like, okay, like what animal do you think that character is supposed to be? Because some of them are very clear, like she's a rabbit or she's a monkey or he is a mouse. Some of them you're like, is that an aardvark? Like
that
what?
Was just gonna say aardvark.
Yeah,
Arthur's an aardvark.
Is he? Did you Google it?
Yeah, he's an anthropomorphic 8-year-old aardvark.
But look at his glasses. What's holding those up, Joey? Mind blown. My husband pointed that out to me, and Arthur was forever ruined for me.
I think they're the type of glasses that grip his skull.
It doesn't matter. They're not being held up by ears. It's weird. It's a weird situation.
It is bizarre.
But
the fact that he's an aardvark isn't.
No, I'm not really overly alarmed by the aardvark.
I'm still back on this, like, she drank alphabet soup and can speak.
That's Martha Speaks, and the theme song, I won't sing it on air, but she speaks and speaks and speaks. She's not always right, but still Martha Speaks, Dana. And it's actually, she can talk, like this morning, a dog got sick at the vet, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. So they brought in Martha, because she's a dog that speaks, and she was able to talk to the dog and found out that he ate a rock.
This is still stupid.
This is my morning, right?
And some of that alphabet soup must have gone to the belly, because that is one fat dog.
You guys wonder why I drink. It's because I'm watching PBS with my kid.
Yeah, well.
Wait till you get into the Word Girl. That's, by the way, like, that's so your show, like, you'd actually really enjoy it. But yeah, I mean.
The Word Girl?
Yeah. So, you know when PBS says, like, thanks for those supporters. Listen, if you're out there and you're listening, please start supporting PBS more, because the quality of their cartoons, not good, people. Not good.
Greg's sitting there campaigning against their funding. Jacqueline's like, give them money.
We cut cable, so it's all our only option.
Jacqueline's a little self-interested here.
I am. Please start donating to PBS so that we cannot have to watch... Martha Speaks anymore.
I love your opinions. I love the way the two of you are so honest with each other. It's really a lot of fun.
Dana would really like Word Girl, because Dana has a really vast vocabulary and she's good with words. So Dana would enjoy the show. The premise is a little dull, and the villains are like not real villains. Mm. It's like a grandma robbing a bank and stuff.
I can imagine like the villains being like... misspelling.
It is. And like using words in the wrong text and stuff. But like Word Girl explains to kids the proper use of certain words. And some of them are like, you know, $5-$10 words. But she does them in like a context of like a villain that's not really a villain because it's PBS. So it's like, you know.
Before you guys have to leave, I had a couple of stories that are kind of connected to the world, the universe.
Is it about dogs that talk?
No, it's about a bride that went to a wedding with 10 Tupperware containers so she could help herself to leftover food.
Winning.
And this is, you know, I've seen this happen too with people that don't need to do this because they have the money to buy their own food. There's been a lot of back and forth on that. I think that's horrifying. And There is a, let's say, prophylactic producing company that has released a new Chrome extension called the Baby Blocker.
The Baby Blocker.
It blocks baby photos on Facebook and replaces them with pictures of cars and food.
Who's doing that?
The company is SKYN. And you can get it on Chrome. I don't know why.
And you know, they paid somebody a lot of money to do that.
Like, what's the point?
I mean, you know, like you why? Employed people to do that.
Like, and somebody's paying for this.
Because they're assuming it's on brand and people who use their product don't want to see pictures of babies.
Well, do we really have that much free time that we're like...
Oh, yeah, people do. It's the beauty of the modern world.
But yet people aren't donating to PBS to get better cartoons for our youth. Yeah, like, what?
Because we don't want the non-baby crowds, like, whatever.
The non-baby crowd should be very concerned about a dog that ate alphabet soup that talks. It's an alarming
I'm
show.
I'm worried about the basic concept, yes.
Exactly. So let's get some funding, Joey Meno. We're going to
spearhead this.
Again,
that's a pretty chubby dog. Needs to lay off the alphabet.
So you're going to be back on the 29th?
The 29th, yes.
That's great.
And then I'll have an update on how Arthur's going, because we watch it every morning. So.
Yeah, please. We'll look forward to that.
Give you a play-by-play.
And, by the way, Dana Duncan and Jacqueline Tomlinson specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. And if you'd like to see the difference they've made for their clients, visit their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read the testimonials. They are powerful. We have a great time chatting with you, but when the future, your future, is in their hands and they're working on your behalf, I don't think it's exaggerating things to say we will have the staunchest of defenders here. Delk and Tomlinson, 819-4810. Do you still offer the discount for the consultation fee?
Only if they mention News Talk or Greg Buteau, or even Joey, if they say Joey.
Well, nice.
If they'll say Joey. Nice. We'll give Joey a bone there.
819-4810, Delk and Tomlinson.
Never say that again.
The quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
Joey
other lawyers.
Did let me borrow his little jacket.
So. You would agree it's cold in
it
here?
Is cold
it
in
is
here.
Quite mm-hmm. cold. Speaking of cold, I did the cryo chamber yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You went to infusion.
I did. Not only was it a very pleasant experience, the staff was wonderful. They were very informative, answered all my questions. And I'm not going to lie, it's cold. But I felt amazing when I got out. And I'm looking forward to going back. I did a small package just to kind of see how I like it. And it's cold, I'm not going to lie, but they give you these cute little booties and these little gloves and a robe and...
Being from Chicago, you know what I wear in the cryotherapy chamber?
Nothing.
Socks. That's all.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. So in the interest of full disclosure, my friend Ben came because it's my first time, and he talked to me the whole time I was in the chamber because he said if somebody talks to you, it makes the time go by quicker.
This is true.
It did not. It was still a very long 3 minutes. But when I got out...
I'm curious about this chamber and like the level of clothing and like where was Ben?
But okay, so what you happens is you take... I had on undergarments. And so I had a robe on, and you step into this like chamber, and they close the door, and then you hand the nice girl, I think it was Lori.
Yes, it's open at the top.
Yeah, it's open at the top. You hand her your robe, and then they kind of flap over this thing over your head, but you're not, it's not claustrophobic. Like, you can still move around. It's just to kind of keep the cool in. Mm-hmm. And by cool, I mean frigid, freezing, gas. And they talk to you the whole time, and it's great. And then they hand you back your robe, and you get out, and you warm up. And
well, you know,
I highly recommend it.
It's a supercharge to the circulatory system. I always like to remind guys, if your libido has slipped into low gear,